I'm sure you've got a lot of analysis. Big weekend. And welcome back. And one of my favorite people and brilliant analysis of geopolitical issues is Josh Bernstein. His main website is Patreon, patreon.com/Josh, J-O-S-H, Bernstein. And Josh, this is a big weekend. And of course, last night it ended with a, we call a blood moon. Lots of blood in the water geopolitically. What's going on?
Well, I think there's a lot going on. I think first and foremost, the shutdown is probably, the best thing that's happened to drain the swamp and to get rid of these deep state operatives that we couldn't get rid of while the government was up and operational. So I think that that's a byproduct of shutting down the government. I think that President Trump's offer was obviously very generous. I did like the fact that the DACA thing was not permanent. I'm not a fan of DACA. I don't believe in DACA. I don't think that DACA is a legitimate program. However, we need to have the wall. And even though $5.7 billion doesn't even do all of what we need, it only does 235 miles of it, it's certainly something.
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll have to see what happens.
Well, Mike, I think that Trump is getting good advice. He's brought it to the Senate. They're going to vote probably by tomorrow. I think once the Senate votes to actually pass these recommendations he put forward, which are, to be honest with you, pretty extreme recommendations and compromises. But I think once he does that, if the House and Nancy Pelosi says no wall, she actually, I couldn't believe she's a comedian. She said no wall, no wall. And she said it lower and lower voice while she's leaning forward in the camera. I'm thinking, woman, you're crazy. You voted for the wall back in 2006. And a lot bigger wall, by the way, a lot more length and things. Why do you do these things? These are every one of these single issues were ones that Democrats have voted for in the past. What's going on here?
All because of President Trump. Let me explain why she said no. The reason she said no to this deal is really one simple reason. You just have to think outside the box. They have this fantasy, this unicorn fantasy dream that somehow they're going to impeach this president. And they're waiting for the Mueller report because they think that that's going to be the ammunition to get it done.
Right.
However, the Mueller report, in my opinion and estimation, is going to be very similar to the Comey report. A lot ado about nothing, you know. Terrible things have been said, extreme carelessness, this and that. But in the end, we can't find a jury of our peers, which is a bunch of BS, to convict. I think you're going to see the same thing. Trump's a bad guy. He did this. He did that. He knows the Russians. He knows the Ukrainians. However, not enough to convict. That's what I'm thinking it's going to be. So I think they're going to be, number one, sadly disappointed. But number two, I think you're going to see a lot of movement once that comes out. I know for a fact, because I've talked to some people in Washington, they are pushing hard for the release of the Mueller report because they're tired of having the government closed down. Even though many of these SES folks are going to hopefully look for other lines of work and get a real job and not be sucking off of the government teat forever, these 800,000-plus workers, which I absolutely will go on record and say I have absolutely no pity for whatsoever. So I say if people want the government open, they ought to contact the, you know, representatives, the Democrats, the people that were in Trump districts that won seats. I would be contacting them and pounding on them, because this is not Trump's fault. This is his last resort, and actually his real last resort is to declare the state of emergency, which obviously would immediately go to the Ninth Circuit's Court of Schlemiels and be stopped temporarily until the Supreme Court jumped in.
Yeah, my feeling is that Trump is doing this very methodically. The American public have got to get on side here and realize we have a national crisis. 300 deaths a week due to heroin, 78,000 a year, and 90% of these illegal drugs, including carfentanil from China, come across the southern border. And we also have criminals. We have, even Obama re-released back into the American public something like 82,000 criminals that were convicted of felons, but they were not sent back to their home country because the home country wouldn't take them back. I would have cut off their aid, and I would send them back in military buses or aircraft to the prison in their home country. But I don't understand this. I think Trump's doing the right thing. My guess is, though, what I'd like to see is that something like just the Coast Guard get there, so the Coast Guard are back up. Everybody else, yeah. I agree with you. I think the Coast Guard.
Many military veterans, though, have contacted me, and they've said the same thing. I'm getting paid. They're getting paid. They're getting their pay. Right. So right now, that they haven't been shut off, as far as I know.
Yeah.
But I would agree with you that the military obviously needs to continue to be paid. I'm talking about the lackeys and the, you know, the commies, basically, the part of the resistance that's embedded in the
inside
Department
the government,
of Justice and the EPA and NASA and, you know, all the other ones.
All the corrupt agencies that are sucking off the teat and draining us like a vampire, right?
Yeah, Department of Energy, Department of Transportation, all of those folks.
Right. So I'll tell you, if this does drag out, for example, if the... I like your term, the Ninth Circuit of Shlemiels, a good Jewish term. What should happen here, you know, because I know a little Yiddish. My grandfather spoke Yiddish, by the way, Leon Naima. And what I want you to understand out there is that what's going on is Trump is going to clean out the swamp. And my guess is he's going to be reelected. And Nancy Pelosi, I call this a wave election. The Democrats took the House. But you might as well be waving bye-bye because her behavior is so irrational. Even a lot of rational Democrats are saying, we can't go along with this.
Right. Well, put it this way. I put out a video 4 days ago. Mind you, it has 285,000 views in 4 days. It has 12,000 likes, 550 thumbs down, and over 2,600 comments. And I can tell you point blank, 85 to 90% of those comments are, keep it shut down, drain the swamp, or I'm a government worker and I support what the president's doing, even though it's hurting me temporarily, you know. And then, of course, you have the haters. But the majority of people understand that he was put into a position that he had no choice to do this. I mean, it's not even a political thing. It's a national security issue.
Oh, yeah.
We've got
it
to
is.
Protect our borders.
And by the way, the situation's getting getting worse by the day. This new caravan coming up, and they did a poll last year, and they found 147 million people from Central and South America and around the world want to move to America. Well, we can't take that number of people. We can't have a Bracero 2 program. We can have an immigration day, and we can have rational immigration, but we can't have unfettered immigration. That's not rational, is it?
No, of course not. And look, the last one was stopped. The one before that was stopped. Your issue is, you know, Operation Illegal Dump that took place in 2015 under Obama. There was a lot of kids on that. As a matter of fact, many of those were part of the DACA program. But the way you have to look at this now is that we need to put the pressure on these governments, you know, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, Salvador. We could cut off all of their aid and just tell them, look, we're stopping aid as of today unless you stop sending your people into our country. You stop and slow down the people coming in, we'll continue to give you aid. And that's what we need to do. We need to use the power of the purse strings on a political scale and control these countries that want to send people here, make them control their own.
Well, I heard recently in the budget that just got put through, $10.6 billion went to Mexico and Central America, but none of it had purse strings tying to making sure that this kind of situation wouldn't happen, and also get rid of the drug cartels. I think Trump should send the troops into Mexico and Central America with bullets and weapons and drones and everything else to clean up the cartels. They shouldn't send them just to the border without bullets and putting up Constantina. Trump needs to be more Trumpian. I think he needs to actually realize that, you know, part of our problem is the conditions in these countries that are driving people out, and I think that we can deal with it.
Well, look, I think another big part of this is, if you remember, the caravan said, if you don't let us come into America, we're going to demand $50,000 each, for the 10,000 people.
Comedians.
Well, no, think about it. Think about it. They've given that money because there was $10 billion or whatever it was for resettlement issues and things like that. So they actually have won. But here's the thing. In the 2018 omnibus bill, there's $500 million allotted to build a border wall. You know where that border wall is for? Jordan.
Yeah.
That's right. The Democrats and the establishment Republicans care more about securing the border of Jordan than they do the United States of America.
Disgusting, isn't it?
$500 billion allotted in the 2018 omnibus bill. Anybody can look it up. It's fact. And, you know, $233 million of that money has already been spent to enhance a 347-mile border to keep ISIS terrorists out of Jordan. That is a fact.
Now, and what about the state of Israel? Walls work, don't they? Well, there's a wall around the Vatican.
Absolutely.
The Vatican is supporting.
Walls, domes, Vatican, they're all examples of walls working.
And what about all these billionaires? They have walls around their property, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
All these Hollywood people.
Nancy, apparently Nancy Pelosi did not have a high enough wall because Laura Loomer was able to easily walk right on over it. But maybe she'll get some tips from President Trump on how to build a real wall and the height of a real wall.
Oh, my. That's one issue. What are the other major issues that you see happening? Because the first quarter, they're saying that this shutdown is going to tank the economy. I don't believe that at all. I think what I see happening is Trump is moving forward, you know, if behind the scenes, to work on some kind of trade deal with China and with Europe. I think it'll have a major effect on Britain, because Britain is stalled with this thing with Theresa May in Brexit, but I really think that Britain is going to make a break and work out a way to get things back and forth across the border. But China is going to make a deal with America. Their economy has crashed and shrunk by 30% since last year.
Yeah. Well, one thing I will say is let's hope and pray that Boris Johnson ends up becoming the next prime minister. He's about as close to Nigel Farage as it gets for England anyway. So that would be number one. Number two, I think that, you know, as this continues on, the president has more and more leverage, and the Democrats lose more and more. Do I think that there's going to be a downturn in the economy? Absolutely. Do I think it's going to be major? No. But you know what's going to happen is the unemployment numbers are going to go up a little bit, and guess what? Those are going to be government workers that have been furloughed that are now looking for real work somewhere else. So I don't think it's going to tank the economy. I think there's too much financial infrastructure that's been built up that is too solid. We've gotten rid of so much regulations. We've cut so many taxes. We've gotten rid of the death tax. We've gotten rid of bad trade deals. We've gotten rid of, you know, the Paris Accord. We've done so many things that has insulated us and protect us and keeping our good economy going. So I don't think it's going to be a major downturn, but yeah, I think you're going to see a blip for sure.
I think we have to have a GoFundMe for spandex and a cape for President Trump. What do you think? He needs to have a superhero. He needs to have a GoFundMe for superhero gear, right?
Look, as long as he doesn't listen to, you know, the naysayers in the Republican Party and cave, I hope that he doesn't.
There's a few things he's messing up on. That's because we need to get, like, people like you and me to have to have a back door to get through to Trump. And hopefully he'll listen to programs like this and start to say, you know what? The public out there are not stupid. They know what's going on. Josh Bernstein, Deagle, Jeff Rentz, others are asking questions and saying, look, you can do things a little bit more Trumpian, and you're going to succeed. He's going to sweep back in and take the House and the Senate back, expand the Supreme Court when Ginsburg is gone. And you're going to start seeing a lot of good things happening in America. And not only that, it'll help happen them elsewhere around the world.
Yeah, I think that that's you know, an accurate assessment. I have said after the midterms, I said that the House Democrats are renting the House. I actually compared them to college kids that go away to college for the first time and they buy a beach house. You know, they rent a beach house, you know, for off-premise at school. And they get all their buddies together, their sorority friends and everything else, and fraternity brothers and all that. And they have parties week in and week out, all night long. They TP the yard, they're doing drugs, they're having sex, they're making noise, they're having all kinds of issues, they're breaking things. And then eventually, the people that own that house, they throw them out. Well, guess what? The people are the landlord, the American people. And we're going to throw these bums out because we allowed them to rent the house back for 2 years, but they're going to get evicted in 2020.
Yeah, I really believe you're correct, absolutely correct. What other major things do you think are going to happen worldwide?
Well, I think that, you know, the North Korea thing, you know, I personally don't think they're ever going to give up their nuclear weapon powers. I think that right now they're, you know, they're negotiating more and more with that. But it's hard to say. what's going to happen. I mean, there's been a report out that they've been secretly negotiating for 10 years. I don't know if that's true or not.
I heard but you know the thing will stop them? Is when a trade deal is worked out with China that protects our intellectual property and their markets don't keep shrinking. The Chinese will stop North Korea when they have a deal with America, I think.
But we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah. Couple minutes break. We'll be back with the amazing Josh Bernstein. Go on to his website, Patreon, patreon.com/Josh, J-O-S-H, Bernstein. Back in a moment with Josh. Check out all his videos and other shows he does. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetylene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease, and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
This is Richard Ost.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Your health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
And welcome back. And by the way, lots of things are happening. We're launching our Radio.co network, and you're going to be able to listen live there and also hit the playlist. We're also podcasting out to many more radio stations across America and podcast networks worldwide. And this show here, for example, with Josh will be put up on our Deagle Network and put out through all our podcast streams. And if there's really important shows, Josh, I can actually convert it to a video for you, too, if you want to send me some pictures you want to rotate. So that's easy to do, too, because you cover a lot of really important topics. One thing that happened this morning, apparently, on Fox and Friends, they made a mistake. They put up a kind of a sign that Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 1933-2019, and of course, I don't think they meant to say she was dead, but I think she's maybe off the Supreme Court because she's not showing up. She's really sick, and she's decided not to take further treatment for her cancer. Angie Earnhardt apparently apologized for this apparently coming on, but you know, Ruth is going to be replaced. I mean, it's obvious. Probably the next few months, she's going to be off the bench, and she's most likely going to be Coney Barrett, which is the Catholic, extremely pro-life, seven children, brilliant legal mind, likely to be a female replacement for Gator Ginsburg, and this means, with the left going ballistic, the death of federal Roe versus Wade and abortion. And by the way, our country is only 1 in 7 that actually allows abortion to the last moment of delivery. There's only 7 countries on earth that allow abortion right to the moment of delivery. Isn't that wild?
That's insane. And, you know, look, I'll say this. You know, they can blame it on editing. They can blame it on the people in the back room. And I typically don't ever do conspiratorial type of reports. But I find it very odd that we don't hear anything from her for a while. And all of a sudden it flashes up on the screen that she's dead. And then they immediately have to run and cover for it. So I'm not saying that she is. I'm not saying that she isn't. I'm just
she's
saying
very ill, though.
Very odd.
Yeah,
it's
she's
very,
very
odd that they did that.
Yeah, very, very odd. But also, the fact is she is very sick. And the lady, honestly, shouldn't be pushing it just to try to stay on the uber left of the Democratic Party.
Right.
Trying to, you know, to be honest, it's time for her to retire. It's time for us to reform the bench and return to what we call a type of a Supreme Court that doesn't invent law or create law, which is what they've been doing for many years, especially with her, but just interpreting the Constitution, which is what Trump's trying to do, is put Supreme Court nominees that don't create law. They just interpret the Constitution and existing laws. I mean, this is not their job to create law and be a new office for the Democrats to change society, right?
Yeah, exactly. Look, I think the bottom line is this. You know, when 61 million children, babies, what have you, didn't get a chance at life since 1973, since this horrific rule was put into place on abortion, that's a lot of people. 61 million potential people out there have been killed and didn't get a chance at life. You know, I always say I'm pro-choice. And I'm pro-choice because I'm pro-life, meaning that I believe that the unborn child should have a choice to live,
right?
Which is what makes me pro-life. And again, you know, it's kind of a wordplay there, but you know, you can see where I'm coming from on
exactly,
that.
Yeah.
Bottom line is this: it should never have been done as a federally mandated thing. If anything, and it is returned or, you know, overruled, which I don't know if it actually ever will be, but if it is, then it'll just go back down to the state and the state level. The good news is that as crazy as this new generation is and as socialist as they are, they seem to love life, because I think I saw a poll recently that said 7 out of 10 millennials want to see a reduction in abortion, and 4 out of 10 millennials, we're talking the young millennials, actually want to see abortion ended.
Right.
So that's an interesting thing.
There's a segment of the millennials born after 2000 that are more conservative than other Americans for 100 years. Because they see where it's all going, which is down the toilet. They can see the civilization circling the bowl, can't they?
Yeah, I think they can. And not only that, you have to understand that we're moving into a new era, you know, of robotics and, you know, humanoids, God forbid, in the future. And with
and
the
transhumans that are part animal. Transhumans are
part animal. Yeah, and you have to understand the birth replacement rate is less. Right now it's 16% less than what it needs to be for a people to continue on. The birth fertility rate in the United States dropped in every single state but two, Utah and South Dakota. And the reasons for that, South Dakota is because of the emerging oil markets and things like that. And then, of course, Utah, the Mormons always have more children. But think about that. That means that all the other states, 48 states, actually had less people coming in. Now, if you have an older population of native-born Americans that are not producing as many children as an influx of non-native-born people coming into the country that are having way more children, you're going to have the exact same thing that happened in Western Europe. It's going to start to happen here in the United States if it hasn't started already. And when you put all that together, what do you have? You have the ending of a civilization. You have an ending of a country. You have a takeover. If you're trying to replace the people that are not having children with people from the outside, well, you're going to change the entire, you know, everything about your country, the whole makeup, the whole ideological belief system, the whole moral value system. Everything will change.
What's going on right now is there's 1.6 billion Muslims in, I think, 22-plus countries, and they're coming together. And what's going on is when they come into a country like Europe, they have an average 3.6 children, which means with the baby carriers, not the bullet or the gun or an army, they're taking over. And in countries like Canada, the amount of immigration and the poor birth rate and the amount of abortion going on, same here in America, it's going to destroy the nation. I mean, it's only will take...
They're taking over without firing a shot.
Right.
This is not a military takeover. This is a birth takeover. Think about that. And that's exactly what's happening in Europe. I mean, if you look at these Western European nations, for instance, the UK and Germany and France and Italy and Spain and Sweden, all of these countries have over a 5.5% of their population are now influx of Syrian refugees and Muslims from other countries. And the minorities are ruling. Certainly, if you look at the UK, they're ruling. You've got the mayor, the con job. You've got many others that are different areas of London.
By the way, these are often former British Commonwealth nations like Pakistan. The big move that people don't realize is the Pakistani move into British Commonwealth nations like Canada and Britain, and where this is going, and people really don't understand this, is that if you do abortions in a Muslim country, you have your hands and your head be taken off before Friday morning prayers. They don't tolerate this crap. Now, I don't agree with 95% of the stuff in Islam, which is mainly a political system and a mind control, but there's some things they believe in the sacredness of life, whether you're disabled or you're unborn or elderly. They respect those groups, don't they?
I don't know about that. I would say no, because they certainly don't respect women.
No, they don't. I mean, I'm just talking about those specific groups. They treat women like they're, like, I heard an analogy from my relatives in Syria.
I mean, there are household pets.
No, let me give you a joke here, too.
There are countries in the world that are treated better than women in Muslim countries.
You're Jewish, and I'm a Hebrew believer, okay? Well, let me give you a joke from my Syrian relatives, Lebanese relatives. They said over in the Middle East, and they were Maronite Christians, were basically Hebrews, right? And they said, they were Kohanim. They said, basically, in Muslims, the way they treat it is, it's man, camel, goat, donkey, woman. That's the hierarchy.
Cow? I forgot the cow.
Yeah, well, cow. Yeah, I forgot the cow.
That's India, though.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, the woman is at the very bottom.
Believe me, there are pet rocks in America that have more rights than women do in Muslim countries. I'm going to use that on my show. As a matter of fact, I like that line.
That's good. Yeah, you pick up good lines when you're on the show here. It's synergism, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm walking into a store with my son, with my 12-year-old, while I'm talking to you. See, that's the difference between me and somebody else that goes, oh, I can't talk about that. I don't know anything about that topic. Yeah, right. I can go. I just had a meal while we were on the air. I'm walking into a store with my kid to get a school project.
You're a real person.
And I'm talking to you. I'm a real person. Yeah, I know all the different things. So.
Yeah. What I see going on, too, is... by the way, the problem is people are very distracted. They choose not to ask tough questions. And I tell people, you don't have to agree with me or you or anybody. But if you ask good questions and you start seeking the truth, like going to your website, checking our website out, listen to the documents, find out yourself, you realize that the reason why the world is going down the toilet is because the average person out there, not just the politician, the average person is trying to just stay distracted. It's okay to watch the Super Bowl, but find out the truth. And the most important first step is don't think you have the answers. Seek better and better and better questions, please.
Absolutely. You know, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I think that a lot of people, especially in journalism, they don't ask the tough questions. You know, they just kind of go with what everyone else is talking about. I mean, you saw the mind reading that was done on CNN where they were all like, manufactured crisis, manufactured crisis, manufactured crisis. I mean, it was just ridiculous. It was like every single one said the exact same thing.
I got another joke for you. I worked with one of my friends was Jewish back in the early 80s, and I was working my PhD in oceanography. He's working on his master's in psychology, and we'd spend hours putting electrodes in little mice with a Skinner box, right, in their little pleasure center of their brain, and you know, we'd drill the holes and put little electrodes in. And I realized, that's what the politicians and the media are doing in their cabal. They're actually treating us like we're little lab animals in a Skinner box putting electrodes, and if they repeat something enough, like the Russians have been saying, if you throw enough mud against the wall, it'll stick. It's craziness. They repeat insane things that are obscene even to a child, a three-year-old, and yet they expect us adults to just turn it over. I think what's going on is people are getting to be sharper in terms of discerning the media. They realize the media basically, I call it the part of the liocracy, lying to us. They want to manipulate us just like we're lab animals. Yeah.
You know, look, a lot of people say that you should, you know, a country that distrusts media is a falling country. And that could be true in some respects, but in other respects, it's not. Because what it means is that there's more individual thought, there's more, you know, expression of their own individual processes and things like that. And they're not taking everything that they hear and see at face value. They're doing more research. They're trying to find other sources of, you know, of information. And I think that that's actually a healthy thing, not a not healthy thing, you know. But what the disservice that places like the Alphabets and CNN and MSDNC and all the others are doing to this country, including Fox News, they're not even that conservative so much anymore, is a disservice because they're not giving you the full story.
Some of the shows are pretty conservative, and he crosses the red line, Tucker Carlson, but a lot of the other ones get close to the red line, but they won't cross it. I guarantee you that someone like you who has a huge audience, or myself who has a huge audience, is never going to be interviewed by Hannity or Laura Ingraham. Maybe Tucker Carlson, but he'll get slapped down if he does it.
Well, look, I've done about 50 to 75 TV interviews. I haven't been on Fox or CNN, but I've done RT, and I've done Newsmax, and I've done One America, and, you know, I've done a lot of other smaller ones as well. And I've done over 2,000 radio, maybe 2,500 by now, I don't know, but at least 2,000 radio interviews. And every single thing that I do and everything that I say, I know that when I go to bed that night, I'm resting. I'm sleeping. I'm peaceful because I know that I didn't lie. I didn't misinterpret, and I put my reputation out there each and every day, and I feel good about it.
Well, I feel good about you being on my show because you're one of the people of the book. The Jews kept the Bible, which means the only way to do good is to do God and add an extra O. And you're honoring the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because he's watching this mess. And it's people like us that are the caretakers. And I remember a quote in the Bible that says, before the great and terrible day, I shall send a famine, not of food or water, but of the Word. And the Word isn't just reading the Bible. The Word is truth, asking good questions and seeking the truth and doing the right thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, you know, you have to always do that because that's what you would have in another country in which they control the entire narrative and there's no outside voices. Yeah. You know, that's why a country like, you know, China, let's say, or any other country really that's a communist country, that's why their official religion is religion is atheism. Because they cannot have you worship anything other than the state. And if you are a Christian or a Buddhist or a Taoist or a Muslim or anything else, then that you can't have those outside influences.
Exactly.
It hurts their cause.
Yeah, because they have to strip your mind and then control it, which is what the globalists want to do with crazy media. I think Trump should start de-licensing media. What do you think? Come back.
I agree. I've said that many times.
Start pulling the licenses from specific journalists, not necessarily the whole media, but if it gets bad enough, take their whole license for newspapers like Washington Post with Bezos, etc.
CardiVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Simulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
And we're coming back with the amazing Josh Bernstein. Amazing thing about media now. Josh, you're out with your son. You're able to have something to eat. You're out shopping. And you can still do a brilliant job of analyzing the real events of our world right down there where you are traveling, right in Arizona. And you're able to tell us what needs to be done to fix things. I think, to be honest with you, Trump is right on. I think he needs to do a few minor adjustments. I would send the troops in to try to clean up the drug cartels. I would say he needs to make out a business deal with China, and that'll stop North Korea. North Korea is not going to stop until China has their deal. Russia, we need to stop the Muellergate and all these other maniacs and talk about Russia, Russia, Russia. I saw a news thing on Fox on Hannity the other night, and I thought, there's so much talk about Russia, it's ridiculous. It's like there's an intellectual fixation on Putin. And, you know, honestly, they're getting paranoid because both the right side of the Republican Party, that are globalists, and the left want us to be in fear of Russia and not work out a deal because, to be honest with you, they should be natural allies. Most people don't realize, yeah. This is an interesting fact, that of the 157 million, they've lost a lot of the population, but of the population of Russia, a lot of those people have Hebrew and Jewish genetic roots. Did you know that?
I did. And, you know, here's what's interesting about this. Why aren't they saying anything about China? There's nothing about China.
No, nothing.
President Trump could go hang out with Xi Jinping and have coffee and cake with him and go, oh, by the way, I just bombed Syria. Enjoy your cake. And there's no problem. There's no issue with China. Meanwhile, China's the one that we've really got to worry about. If the sleeping dragon wakes up, we're in trouble because of the fact that not only militarily speaking, they're a powerhouse, but their currency manipulation, the trade balance and deficits, all the different things that are going on with China, I'm surprised that they're not yelling and screaming about China instead of Russia. It really is weird.
It's obscene, isn't it?
The scapegoat.
In fact, what's interesting is they have a document called 2025, penned by Xi Jinping, who considers himself the new emperor of China, like Mao Zedong. And they plan on, by 2025, taking over the world production and manufacturing market in their Belt and Road system. It should be a collaboration between multiple nations, four nations. The United States, Russia, China, Europe, and of course the five nations, actually India. And it shouldn't just be run by China, because China is basically trying to take over manufacturing, stealing intellectual property, and they treat their own citizens like crap. I got relatives that are Chinese in China, from my sister's husband and her family from Shenzhen. It's absolutely horrifying what our own intel agencies are doing in collaboration with the Chinese to suppress the Chinese poor people. They're our brothers and sisters from another mother. And it's horrifying what they're doing, and we shouldn't tolerate it, should we?
No, I mean, look, I was a big fan of the show Black Mirror. And season 3 of Black Mirror, the first episode, is basically what is happening right now in China. It's absolutely crazy and eerily weird because they have passed this credit scoring system, social credit scoring, in which you cannot travel on certain trains and buses and planes. You can't live in certain areas. Your children can't go to certain schools. You're not allowed to be and associate with certain people if your credit score is too low. And with the people that are, you know, have an affirmation to the Chi-Com government that, don't smoke, don't drink, that, you know, live in the nicer areas and have the better schools and all those things, those people are either part of the Communist Party's, you know, official party, or they're associated in another way through family members or what have you. They have privilege. They're allowed to do different things. So what China is literally doing is turning the the haves and the have-nots against each other, which I think in the future could possibly start a civil war within China because of this credit scoring system. They are controlling all of the people. It is absolutely insane what is going on in China, and I don't know how that's going to, you know, survive long term.
Yeah, I think that China's, here's what I talked to and listened to a lot of the top experts. I think the rising new power is going to be India. And I think America is going to be still the prescient nation. You're going to see Europe is stumbling along because their version of socialism and transnationalism is suppressing their own economies. So Europe is stumbling and stumbling. They even want to talk about a trans-European military force. They're just threatening that so they don't want nations like Italy, Austria, and Hungary to leave, which they're totally ticked off with the European Union. So what I see Trump doing is he's going to lay a groundwork that the 21st century will be an American century. We're going to create trade deals that reduce the chance of war, improve the survivability of humans, improve with new things like tokamak fusion reactors and safe power, not this crazy spaced Solarian space-based power beamed to Earth with lasers or microwaves, which is nuts. And, a lot of things that are going to make the world more stable. I mean, Trump is literally a hero to me. As I say, we should have a GoFundMe for his spandex and his cape, shouldn't we?
In this country, you have independents, you have libertarians, you have Jeffersonian Democrats, you have constitutional conservatives, you have conservative independents, and then you have Democrats, which don't really exist anymore, you have socialists, and then you have these far-right communists, but now you have an even more dangerous group. And these are the Democratic Socialist Nazi Islamocrats.
Right.
They, in particular, are the worst bunch of them all. We've elected many of them into Congress, and that is the sect of society that is the most dangerous. And I'm not afraid to call them out. They are the Democratic Islamo-Nazi-crats.
Well, actually, one last week went off and said a whole long spiel, this female, the newly elected Democrat, and she said a whole long spiel of curse words about Trump. I'm thinking, now this is a problem. People don't understand. Islam, we have Bill Warner on the show periodically.
He's a great guy.
TSU, Tennessee State University professor, and basically talks about politicalislam.com is his website. And people don't see, we've had Waleed and Theodore Shabbat from Shabbat.com. He used to be a Palestinian
terrorist.
Yes,
I've interviewed Waleed. Great guy.
Right, and Waleed basically says Islam is 86% geopolitical mind control and 14% pseudo-religion. And people need to face that. There's 10.6 million Muslims in America, 52% which support Sharia law, it is an internal poll, and 20% would shoot, kill, or destroy other Americans if ordered by Sharia law and Islam. 76% of mosques in America are preaching to second and third generation Muslims born in America, children, how to be terrorists or to oppose the rule of law by the Constitution and the state laws. That's not good, is it?
No, it's not, and that's why I believe, and I'll say it, and I'll put it on record, and it's not to be, you know, over-surveillance or anything like that, and I don't believe in the surveillance police state, but when it comes to monitoring the mosques, absolutely.
They need to have people in the mosque listening to monitoring
every single mosque in America and Western Europe and, for that matter, around the world, because the majority of them are plotting and planning against the West, and we need to know what they're doing and when they're doing it. And I don't think that that is being racist or xenophobic or anything, because the bottom line is, how many Christian churches or Buddhist churches or Taoist churches or, you know, Jewish synagogues or anything like that, how many of them are plotting to destroy and bomb other people because of their religious beliefs? Zero. So if one is doing it, I think we ought to have them surveilled, and we ought to know what's going on.
We should jail and deport those imams that are teaching it. We should shut the mosques down. They're promoting terrorism among their own youth. And we should have a new form of Islam that's tolerant of other religious groups in America. They can have their religion as long as their religion doesn't mean they're going to terrorize or harass us or consider us inferior, right?
Well, look, there's 1.8 billion Muslims in the world. 1.2 billion of those live in China area, East Asia, and Asia overall.
Right.
And the country that has the most of them is Indonesia. Now, the rest of them are spread out throughout the rest of the world. However, there is estimated that 20 to 25% of all of the Muslim world is radicalized.
Right.
So our population in the United States is of what, 328, 327 million people strong, right? So that
right.
means that there are more radicalized Muslims around the world than the...
Exactly.
Because that number, 20 to 25%, is what? It's probably 400 million or so, right?
Wow. That's a lot.
So think about that. So I hate when people say, well, no, they're not all terrorists. They're not all radicalized. I agree. They're not all terrorists, and they're not all radicalized. However, 25% are. So what do you do there? You've got 400 million. 400 million that are radicalized.
Wow.
That's a scary, scary number when you think about it.
Those numbers are mind-boggling, aren't they? Especially when you're Jewish, like you are, or you're a Christian and you live in the Middle East. For example, your first Christian churches were in Syria, where my ancestors, a lot of them have been persecuted since the Iraq War back almost 20 years ago now. They've been killed, Jews, Christians. And what's amazing to me is we want to take down Bashar al-Assad as an Alawite, who's a mixture of Christianity and Islam, and he tolerates, and the Jews can sit at the table with Bashar al-Assad, but we... The West, including the Rhino Republicans and the crazy Democrats, want to get rid of Assad, despite the fact that the Jews don't want to leave Syria because they can do their business. They're fine there, and people don't get this, do they? They don't realize.
Well,
the West doesn't care about killing Jews or Christians in the Middle East, do they?
Well, I think that the rise of anti-Semitism all over Western Europe and Canada, and even here in the United States, is alarming. You know, we haven't seen this level of nastiness and, you know, and people blaming Israel. You know, there's a lot of people that say Israel is the apartheid state and Israel is terrible and Israel is this. Bottom line is Israel is surrounded by sharks, okay?
Yeah.
The entire area around them hates them and wants them to be dead. So I just have no sympathy for any of these people that immediately go out and say that Israel is the problem and Israel is the issue. Bottom line is this. Look, as a conservative Jew, I'm not a J Street Jew, okay? I'm not one of those apologists for Islam. I don't believe in a two-state solution and anything like that.
Right.
Honestly, I don't. I'm more of an AIPAC, more conservative Likud Party Jew that believes that we got to have strong borders. We got to have the dome. We've got to stop them from
right.
destroying us. We got to have a strong military with nuclear weapons and all the other things. Because we have a right to exist. We have a right to survive as a people. And the thing is, there's only 14 million of us left. That's it. And 6.5 million of us live in the United States. 3.5 to 4 million live in Israel, and that means the rest are dispersed throughout the rest of the world. There's not a lot of us. There's 1.8 billion Muslims out there, obviously a lot of Christians.
But by the way, there's a lot of Jewish blood in through the Russian people. What I found out from my statistics and my genetics contacts is 25% of the Russian population have Jewish and Hebrew bloodlines. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that, and I'm Ashkenazi Jew, you know,
right.
from Russian and Polish descent. But,
right.
you know, if I had any advice for Americans at all, continue to have children, stay married, and have more and more children. Because the lack of having kids in this country is so low that we're not going to be able to replace ourselves.
Right, the only sacred institution that God...
Terrible.
You know, the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob said the only sacred institution is not the church, whether it's Jewish, Christian, whatever. The only sacred institution is the family, period.
Exactly. And that's the problem. Liberalism and leftist ideology and feminazism and all those things have destroyed the male persona, the machismo of male. It's now, I mean, look at the Gillette commercial, perfect example. And thank
right.
God people are boycotting Gillette. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting and deplorable
mm-hmm.
what they did. But the bottom line is the future for the left, okay, and this is why we have to be so diligent to stop them, is they don't want defined gender roles. They want to have these, you know, in between genders, and you could be whatever you
oh, yeah,
want.
Yeah.
If you feel like a unicorn today, you can be a unicorn. It's just absolutely sickening.
Yeah,
it confuses the youth.
Well, the youth are getting unconfused because it's getting too extreme. One sex and 56 genders isn't going to work.
Exactly. There is no 56 genders. There is male and female, and every now and then Mother Nature gets it wrong, and there's a freak occurrence of both. But for that's it. It's anatomically male or female. That's it.
Yeah. Amazing. Great show today, Josh. You did a fantastic job, as always.